and the things they put in them.
Right.
All right. Or of apples. Of apples. You have apples in these containers.
The lecture?
No, but these, what do you call the containers, you know?
Oh, baskets.
Or?
Bushels.
Okay. We have 20 what?
Bushels.
Okay. Now, how about the, what do you call it? Corn, you know? You talk about wheat and, oh, you know, talk about these things that, when you have wheat wrapped up. What about the corn?
Cobs.
Yes, but what about the other part? The part of, not the cob, but the rest of it?
Shucks.
Okay. Do you have any, make any distinction between, you make any distinction between a, how many sheaves in a shock or anything like that?
Never.
No, okay, that's
I
good.
Wouldn't know.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, how about, what do they do with oats, for instance? They take them out of the oats, what?
Thrash them.
What?
Thrash them.
Okay. Now, would you say the oats are or the oats is, if you're going to thrash them?
The oats was thrashed.
Okay, good. Now, the next one, you're really tired. You said, the person say, there was a 5-mile walk, and you say 2 miles was, I couldn't go beyond that. You say that's I couldn't. That's as far as I could go.
Two tires.
Yes, but you'd say that's the
distance I can go.
Yeah, but we're using farther. I couldn't.
I just could not go any further.
Okay. Good. Now, okay. Something belongs to you. You say, or it belongs to me. You'd say that, you'd say it.
That is yours.
Okay, but you'd say, not in say, talking about it. It's
it is yours.
Okay, or it's yours, right?
It's yours.
It's yours. Okay, and now it belongs to all of us. You say it's
ours.
All right, and it belongs to them. It's not.
Them?
It's what? It's.
It is not ours.
No, it's not ours. It's. Not ours.
Theirs.
Okay, and it belongs to him. You say it's...
It's his.
Okay, it's his, and it belongs to her. Mm-hmm. You'd say what? It belongs to her. Belongs to...
It belongs to her.
Or it's...
Or it...
It's...
It is hers.
Okay, that's right. I just wanted to get your pronunciation of that. Now, what do you call those things made out of rubber that are used for holding things together? You know,
rubber
newspaper.
Bands.
Okay. Would you ever ever heard called a rubber binder? Ever heard
I never did.
Okay. And what about things made out of metal that are used to hold papers together?
Wire?
Yes, but I mean, you know, if you're going... Yes, but if you're going to hit some paper...
Clip.
Okay. All right. And how about a thing, you go, you're in the park and you want to get a drink of water, where would you go to get a drink of water in the park?
Fountain.
Any other name besides a fountain? How about, did you ever hear the term bubbler used? Did you ever hear that?
Bubbler?
Yeah. Germans use that up in Milwaukee. I just wondered if you'd have heard it. Okay. Now, how about the thing, you're not supposed to park in front of these red things out in the street. You get a ticket. What do you call it?